This is Time Road with the local news for Saturday, May 14th, 2016. Go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Diane Valden in the Columbia paper reports that an Ankrum farmer who has been certified organic since 1988 is worried about losing that label if a neighbor is allowed to use pesticides in a pond. Farmer Donald McLean, speaking during an April 21st public hearing on the town's right to farm law, said the proposed law does not address, quote, practices by non-farmers that could adversely affect a farmer's ability to farm, unquote. He's worried about the fruits, berries, and vegetables and grains that grow on his Thompson Finch Farm, 750 Wiltsey Bridge Road, because Camp Pontiac wants to apply herbicides and algicides to Lower Rhoda Pond. Camp Pontiac, a sleepaway summer camp at 2044 County Route 7, has applied to the State Department of Environmental Conservation to use several pesticides to control nuisance aquatic vegetation for better swimming and boating. McLean doesn't want those pesticides floating down from Lower Rhoda into the Long Lake and then Roelof Jansen Kill, where he fears it could cost him the approval of the Northeast Organic Farming Association of New York. The DEC is accepting comments on this project at an address on the WGXC newsroom website. The Ankrum Town Board considers the right to farm law at 7 p.m. May 19th. Brian Nearing in Capital Confidential reports that on May 13th, State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office asked the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, to delay action on its December 2014 approval of the 125-mile Constitution Pipeline. Last month, the State Department of Environmental Conservation denied environmental permits to the project, which would bring natural gas to Schoharie County from Pennsylvania. Schneiderman also urged FERC to consider fining the company up to $1 million a day if it turns out that developers encouraged landowners along the pipeline route to cut down trees this year before receiving state permits. The Attorney General's office conducted a 2-month investigation of the pipeline, finding evidence of tree cutting, road building, and heavy equipment use in the state-protected streams and wetlands. Read the full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday and Saturday night, with a high near 66 and a low around 39. Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers, a high near 49 and a low around 34. Monday should be mostly sunny, with a high near 53. You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio.